USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. The banging that searchers in the North Atlantic reported overnight may not be actual banging from that missing sub near the wreckage of the Titanic. NBC correspondent Kristen Dahlgren in Boston says officials are backing off some speculation that the noise came from the submersible. But even that speculative report...
This is some hope, the first really sign of hope that we've heard of since Sunday, since the last contact was made. So that search continuing and the oxygen running out at this point, it is estimated that it is less than 18 hours.
Three more vessels have arrived at the search location, one of which has the ability to detect and image objects on the seafloor. Former Special Prosecutor John Durham's defending his investigation into the FBI's investigation of the 2016 Trump campaign. Durham says the FBI probe should have never happened and was flawed by confirmation bias. Democrats note that Durham's investigation yielded just three indictments, and two of those people were acquitted. As we approach the one-year anniversary of the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade, some Senate Democrats are bringing to the floor a bill to guarantee some abortion rights.
Women are not going to settle for a country where men in state legislatures are taking away their fundamental freedom to decide what happens to their bodies.
Washington Democrat Patty Murray and others know the measure won't pass, but they want Senate Republicans to go on the record on where they stand on abortion. The White House says there will be no lecture on human rights when President Biden hosts Indian Prime Minister Modi tonight. The two leaders are expected to announce agreements on several issues, including defense and artificial intelligence. The heat dome is still over much of Texas today, and it's creating more extreme temperatures. South Texas will feels like temperatures of up to 115 degrees. This is USA News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stitchfield.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Happy summer solstice to all who celebrate. Well, it's not really a holiday. It's just the longest day of the year. 15 hours of daylight as compared to about 9 during the winter months. And the farther north you go, the more sunshine you get. The days will now get shorter, right up to the equinox in late September. J.P. Morgan Chase has been looking into the finances of disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein, and the bank says Epstein got a lot of help from the U.S. Virgin Islands, including more than $300 million in tax incentives.
The bank said in a Tuesday night court filing that the U.S. territory's government also waived sex offender monitoring requirements, shielding Epstein as he gave cash and gifts to top officials. J.P. Morgan said that's how Epstein paid off law enforcement agencies such as the Virgin Islands Police Department. The territory where Epstein owned two islands has accused J.P. Morgan of facilitating his sex crimes by providing banking services and enabling him to pay his victims. I'm Michael Kastner.
The NFL, which has deals with sports betting sites and casinos, still bans gambling by players and coaches. And in the wake of several player suspensions last season, the league's cracking down. All rookies will be required to attend gambling education classes to learn about what is and what is not allowed. Among the nots, sharing inside information, having someone else place bets on their behalf. Players are banned from even walking into a casino sports book, and they may not play daily sports fantasy games. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.